Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nanase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Father,
once again,
I'm in your presence.
Damage my ignorance.
Damage my ignorance.
In the day. How many of you want God to damage your ignorance? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When I was preaching faith, I began to find out. The greatest enemy to faith, I used to think it is fear. I used to think it's unbelief. And I discovered later on that the greatest and the worst enemy to fear is ignorant of God's word. You know, number one cardinal enemy of faith is ignorance. And it cut across all the principles in the Bible. What you don't know can destroy you. Let me say something here, and I pray that you will append your theology. Because sometimes, you see, the worst thing about the kingdom is that somebody has studied some particular subject. For instance, some people have the school of thought that when you become born again, automatically your curse is over. People have become born again, and they are going through all kinds of things. So does it make what they are saying authentic? No, that means that they are limited to the things they've studied. Let me brush out this belief that when you become born again, everything, your problem is, a curse is not automatically broken because you are born again. Let's establish it straight. Number two, let me tell you this. Let's start it from the foundation of how we came to Christ. How many of you know that Jesus has paid the price for everybody's sin? But do you know that every day somebody is dying and go to hell? Every day. The price for salvation has been paid. The worst sinner on earth, his price has been paid. But if the person has not learned to appropriate the salvation, it leads him to hell. It doesn't change with sickness. It doesn't change with disease. There are people in church who are sick, but the price for sickness is paid. It's paid. So every sickness in your body, it is there illegal because the price has been paid. In fact, Jesus paid the price for sickness before he paid the price for sin. How do I know that? He was beaten before he was crucified. And the Bible said, by his stripes. Oh, man. By his stripes. So even the price of sickness was paid before the price of sin. But does it mean everybody in the church is walking in divine health? No. Why are they still sick? They have not learned how to appropriate their healing. Simple. So let me come back to my point now. This is the argument. The price for curses has been paid, but you can still be under a curse. It's simple. When knowledge comes, revelation comes. A revelation comes, faith is there. And when faith is there, hey, you are on top. That's all. Everything in the kingdom God promised us is appropriated by faith. And revelation is the mother of faith. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? So don't sit down unless you are taught. For instance, if you have never heard a message, somebody went to some country, I heard a story that he went to preach salvation. So he asked the people, do you know about Jesus? And he said, is there a new president in America? And the person was holding Coke and was drinking it. That means Coke has gotten where Jesus' name has not gotten. Where the person was preaching around some poor place in South America, there is no factory to manufacture coke or to produce coke. That means that the coke the guy was drinking, he has heard about coke. It has been imported into the place. He is drinking it, but he doesn't know Jesus. So what are we talking about? Somebody said there is no mountain anywhere. We'll talk about this mountain. Now say Kramasi Sano. You saw near see shall be removed. And a charismatic force of faith. How do you sing it now?
has been removed.
Is it not there? This mountain has been removed. You can confess you cannot be sick. It doesn't mean there's money in your pocket. Sorry, you cannot be poor. It doesn't mean there's no money in your pocket. It's just a faith confession. The manifestation has not come. It's there. It's there. So somebody said there's no mountain anywhere. Everybody's mountain is their ignorance. It's simple. Sometimes marriages are destroyed not because the man is bad. Probably you don't know how to marry. It's simple. The greatest mystery about Jesus Christ was that when there is a problem, for instance, one day he took people to a crusade. And for some reason, I don't know whether it's anointing that arrested them. The Bible said they were there for 3 days. It's in the Bible. There is no account that they went home to bath. He was preaching so much that people forgot him to bath. They forgot him to sleep, and 3 days they were in the wilderness. So the disciples came and said, the people have not eaten for 3 days. And if you send them go, they will be fainting on the way. Amazing. When Jesus was there, people cannot fast for 3 days. Fainting on the way. Maybe the fainting might be that the walking, the distance might be very long. I'm not too sure. So when they talk, Jesus said, give them something to eat. They say, do you know the number of people that are here? And the Bible says he himself knew what to do. So your challenge and my challenge is that we don't know what to do. Simple. So if you don't know how to break a curse, the curse cannot be broken. If you don't know how to break a curse, the curse cannot be broken. So the reason I'm preaching is not for you to be afraid. For you to have knowledge that there is something called a curse. Many things are happening around that can bring a curse. But before I let you say that, let me say this emphatically. There is no curse without a cause. Amen. There is no curse without what? So every curse has a cause. Let's establish that as a point. First point, no curse without a cause. So every curse you're operating, something causes to come. Number two, every curse has a door or a gateway. Sit down and write. Every curse has a gateway. And every curse has a door. It means that something open up for the curse to enter. Curses are not just jumping on anybody. Let me show you the gateway where the curse enter. Number two, all curses. Oh, let me find the people here. They look a little cheerful than this one. All curses as a result of disobedience. Number two, every curse has a gate. What is the gate of the curse that enter the Garden of Eden? You shall eat of every fruit, but don't touch this one. Hey, do you remember what I showed you 3 days ago? Jesus Christ find a fig tree. There's no fruit and he cursed the tree. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Do you know all of you that are listening to this message here? Even if you don't pray, the ability to hear the message alone, a curse is vanishing out of your body. Because listen, the first step of dealing with the devil that you must have knowledge. Ignorance is the strength of the oppressor. Ignorance is the strength of the oppressor. So you don't know something, Satan wants to oppress you. So the devil's fear, the devil's greatest fear is when you get to know. Or you come to the place to have knowledge about something. So the only person that don't like what I'm preaching is the devil. That's all. In fact, let me tell you something. Knowledge is both knowledge and truth. Because you came to know the truth because you discover something. Truth is very reflective. That means that you can take a book on healing. When they're spoken, the anointing is on the spoken word. By the time you finish reading the book, a sickness will leave your body. And nobody has ever said, come out. The reason is because truth has driven the thing away. So there are people there. What's just the opportunity to hear this message that God gave it to you? Huh? Something is leaving you. Amen. Something is coming out of you. Believe it or not, something is leaving you. Yes. I don't care how you get angry, and I'll tell you for you to get angry. I am not a rich man, but where I'm standing, my name is not in the poor list. Yeah. I have taken my name out. How many of you want your name to come out of the thing? Some of you have lifted your hand, but your name is already out. It's just that you want to lie for people not to know that you have money. But you sitting here, how many houses do you have? Some of you, you lift your hand, you have two houses. No. By the time you build one house, is your name still in the poor list? No. Hallelujah. Some of you lift up your hand, but you have a nice car there. Even some of you don't have a car, but you are loaded. That's why you don't want to buy a car for witches to see it and kill you quick. Because Africa, you can have some knowledge. Some people are blessed, but they don't want anybody to see that they are blessed. That is why when you come to Africa, even in Ghana, we cannot tell who is the richest man in Ghana. Let me show you the difference between the West and us. They demonstrated their blessing in such a way that when you go to America, they can give you the first 100 richest people from Elon Musk to the 100 person. And they can even give you the first 1,000. Who is the richest man in Ghana? Hallelujah. Yes, it's easy to go to America and they will tell you that this man here is the richest man in this church. And it will be shown. But Ghana, we are all hiding everything we have. In fact, we hide this so much that this is a sad aspect. And everything you do, Satan will take advantage of it. We hide this so much that even when God does it, we can't testify. Let me show you something about the Nigerians that you like to attract there. Because sometimes we celebrate them, but they don't celebrate us. Take it from me. It's simple. Amen. That is a fact, whether you like it or not. And the reason is that they demonstrate their wealth. They demonstrate. I have heard Bishop Oyedepo stand and say that I am a wealthy man. So you don't. Everybody seems to be hiding. In fact, there are a lot of properties in Ghana that the people who have it, their names are not on it. And you know that you are one of them. Right? You listen to me. You are one of them. Yes. That's all because we are all become undercover. So people can pray for God to bless them, but they won't give glory by testifying. I was in a particular camp meeting in Nigeria. Some of the testimony I heard, it's not possible for a Ghanaian to share one. No. Even the Ghanaians who went there to share it, they can only share it there. I'm telling you. Somebody came and said, I was in a program last December. I had nothing. Today I have 10 cars. And I brought two to the church. I came to return the glory back to God. Two to the church. You, can you share that testimony here? No. May the Lord give us grace. Mindset and change. I'm telling you, some things I say, I don't know how you take it, but it's, if you are not spiritual, you don't understand. But it's very serious, right? There was a time, there was a supermarket in Ghana called A-Life. How many of you remember? A-Life. There was a time, there was Opoku Transport. Everything in Ghana that used to have a name, foreigners has taken over. Now when we talk about supermarket, we're talking about palace. And we don't mind, yo. No, we don't mind. We don't mind. It's fine. The curses, I have not come to national curses. It has brought us to the place that we celebrate the foreigner and deal with our brother. So for you to be a millionaire, then let it be by an Indian. Somebody said, what you are preaching? They said a curse. It's a curse. Yes, yes, yes. It's a curse. Yes, yes. It's a curse. Yes. National curse. Yes. You will not celebrate your wife, but you are celebrating another woman. Yes. Think about it. You will never say one good word about your wife. But every woman you meet, you say good thing. That's exactly what I'm saying. You won't say one good thing about your country. Switzerland has nothing. No natural resources. In fact, somebody wrote, I can say they live by stolen money from Africa. That is where the World Bank is. What do you have? Cocoa. I even used to think that it is South Africa that is the highest producer of gold until I saw that it's Ghana. And it's not only gold. Ghana is the highest producer of quality gold. So, diamond, akwetia, gold, obuasi, manganese, minim baby ewo, bauxite, minim baby ewo, timber, major, cocoa, the whole world, quality producer of cocoa. Now you have oil. Now, Can you people meet God and blame him that he was not fair to you? We can't even blame God. I think when God sits in heaven and look at her, he's amazed. He said, look at what I've given to them. Hey! Experts are saying that if there's a heavy earthquake, the whole town of Obuasi will sink. Because Obuasi, they've dug and dug the whole under. So the whole country, the whole town is hanging. Because all with only pillars, all the under we have dug go from 1940 something. So let me come back. Attitude. No, who is going to say it? So look at your neighbor and say, you are the reason why I'm suffering. Tell the person, you are the reason why I'm suffering. Yes, your attitude. You are the reason why I'm suffering. Okay, who did I make bread? I'm sure you had a curse of bread. You won't celebrate what is yours. You don't like what is yours. You won't celebrate what is yours. Let a foreigner come to Ghana. Ghanaians will celebrate them. Let another Ghana do the same thing. They will curse the person. Somebody can be in church and never talk any good thing about his pastor. But celebrate every pastor. Forgetting about the man who stay with him until one guest preacher passed there one day. The pastor is not anointed. So if you don't have a heart, you can't work here. You must have a large heart to continue to be a blessing to people like that. No. Amen. Now, can I tell you this? One of the ways a curse operates is that you sow a wrong seed. Somebody says, what do you mean by the curse you are preaching that has been broken? No, different type of curses. I'm not even come there. I'm going to go to my nose. You can be cursed because some people here, some of you here, we have to break a curse of following somebody's husband. And it's not because you follow the person's husband, it's a curse, but the wife might have cursed you. Give me a wave. Especially if you are following somebody's husband, wave it. Everybody's hands is down. Sanctimonious holy people. Who wants to do one of the things about the kingdom? Nobody wants their past to be seen. We are all in the kingdom behaving like we came from heaven and we jump on the earth like Jesus Christ. Hey, and then we are there. Hey, one of the holiest people are charismatics. They don't have a past. You go for evangelism. You are an angel. I am the worst sinner. The people that win souls, they come to you and say, hey, I used to be a prostitute. I understand what you are doing. I know it. He say, you say, yes. I used to be a prostitute. You are the local one. I was an international type. No, what is prostitution? You stand at the roadside, people come and pick you. The real prostitute, they don't stand by the roadside. No. Those people are hungry prostitutes. They want fried rice. The real ones. Somebody can be in church and he has five boyfriends. And he has arranged them such a way that they don't crash. Give the Lord a wave. No, all the men put your woman, give the Lord a wave. Particularly if you are one of those people. And you see all the hands are coming down. All is polygamy. Today people can be in church and start cursing. I wish my grandfather know Christ. And you are in church, you have a wife and a girlfriend. And maybe two girlfriends. Huh? What's the difference between you and your grandfather? God will judge your... Listen, your grandfather will rise up and condemn your generation. Because he did it openly. He brought the woman to the wife and said, "Well, no, no, say no. My husband will see a loco. It's my coffee or bad coffee." No, these are some of the things they told our grandmothers. They told our grandmothers that we'll see a loco. It's my coffee, yeah, but it'll also catch us. Oh, Barbara. Now, me German answer. And she said, I do my ultimate. I mean, we have a summer. No, what? Also, our band would you when he said, would they let us one about so now? Don't banam castle by Adiba, the same ones also. One more day, buff him before we make our number. That is a third wife, and they marry now. They openly did it, we did it in secret. So, there are a lot of polygamy. Yeah, there are people in charismatic church, they've given birth, their wife is not aware. So, the curses we are talking about is not something we are just joking and trying to tell you something. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Let me give you scripture. Now, there is a cause for every curse. Write it down. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. There is a cause for every curse. Everybody say a cause. Now, as a beg, give me the NIV version. Like a fratelli sparrow or a dating swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to. Which scripture will give me? Give me the Amplified version. One of the translations will give it to you better than all of them. Like a sparrow in her wandering, like a swallow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. Give me the GNT Bible and let me see something. Some of them, they did a very good work on the translation. Curses cannot hurt you unless you deserve them. They are like birds that fly by and never light. Curses cannot hurt you unless you deserve them. So what makes them hurt and they deserve, when we preach, we must take it. We have to take it. Let me tell you something. The devil is a legalist. He cannot operate without he knowing that he has a legal right to operate. That is why the Bible calls some people legal captives. That means that if there is a curse, now there is another point you have to write down. All curses are monitored by demons. They are monitored and enforced by demons. So when there is a curse, a demon must make sure that the curse is in operation. Hello. So all curses, when there is a curse, a demon must enforce the curse. Now, to destroy the curse is to take the demon's right. What gave the demon right to do this? What gates open? What door open for the demon to enter? So we take the demon right. We command the demon to leave. Then we close the gate. For instance, you follow somebody's husband. Then the wife curses you. The moment the wife says, the way I'm suffering, it is this girl. Then the moment the word is released, the demons will hear it. When they hear it, they must come to find why they must come and oppress you. Don't forget what I told you. It is man that empowered the devil. No, they are not listening to me. Satan has no power until we release him. So he can operate in the power as much as we can give it to him. So the first person that empowered the devil is Adam. Adam made the devil become the god of this world. It's not God. God gave the power to Adam. Adam handed it over to the devil. So the devil became the illegitimate father of Adam. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? Hear me very carefully. So once the woman curses you, then the demons has a right to come and oppress you. What is the way out of the deliverance of that curse? Now listen, I am going to talk about that is why these mantles are there. My soul has escaped. Psalm 127 verse 7. My soul has escaped. There cannot be an escape unless there's an escape route. Hear this very carefully. So watch this. Once the demon come there, the way out is that you repent. Repentance cannot come until you hear the truth. Oh, so this thing I did was a sin. In the spirit realm, if ignorance is not an excuse. So the fact that you don't know does not mean you go free. So God has already said that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What you don't know can destroy you. And the reason it destroys is that you didn't know. So it's not in your interest to be ignorant in your walk with God. You must know all the knowledge. And the way to get the knowledge is to study. So what is this? You come to church, you hear the message about a curse, you repent, you surrender your life to Jesus, you rededicate your life. And the moment you do that, it means that the demon's right to oppress you has been taken away. It's the same thing with salvation. Your name was in the book of death, but you came to receive Jesus Christ after you heard the truth. And the moment you receive Jesus Christ, then the right to keep you in the book of death is canceled. then your name moved from the book of death to the book of life. Very simple. Very, very, very simple. So, different kinds of curses. You are cursed because your mother said that ignorantly. Woo, Kate, you will suffer. Maybe he said it out of anger. He said it that, but he's forgotten that he has a parental authority. He's forgotten that he's supposed to bless you and not curse you. He must say that of anger. But it's not because your mother is powerful. He has empowered a demon. Because the oppressor is looking for somebody to oppress.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Friday, Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the